What interests me about it is not what's true about it, but what isn't. In the few years that have elapsed since I wrote it, everything has changed. First of all, pop music is what I listen to least these days. What seemed fresh and vital then is now jejune and commercially grotesque. Second, it is jazz that is now alive and exciting, that same jazz that was then at a dead end. Third, those avant-garde techniques that seemed already dated have somehow outgrown their academicism. In some miraculous way, they are again living, viable techniques. How did this come to be? Because of the fourth and most important change, that tonal music was no longer dormant. It had been admitted into the avant-garde world, sneakily at first, and then with radical new approaches through which composers found a way to share again in the fruits of earth. But how did this come to be? First of all, the disappearance of Stravinsky from the creative scene, the loss of that colossal dad, as Auden said, made a whole new crisis, a third crisis of the 20th century. Now both big daddies were gone. Where was a young composer to turn for guidance and inspiration? To himself, of course. Composers were now suddenly thrown back on their own resources, and what they found there, naturally, was their innate and long-denied sense of tonality. And they could now be re-nourished by it. So the crisis turns out, after all, to be a solution, ironically enough. Just as the earlier crisis of the mid-50s can now be seen, in retrospect, to have been an occasion for synthesis, the merging of the two previously hostile camps. So that what was hitherto seen as the great split, as shown by Ives' unanswered question, can now be seen as a fusion of extraordinary force. But this retrospective look at serialism changes Ives' question radically.